These days, it's the low-lying neighbors who are bugging her.
I think that problem they have with me is jealousy. I have this house, and I didn't have nothing before. All of a sudden, I got a nice house, and I think it's killing them.
Adam says the neighbors who waffled and didn't elevate their homes will have to wait for the next storm to hopefully blow in some new funding. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Hardman in New Orleans.
This is NPR News.
Support comes from Common Ground Food Co-op in downtown Urbana. Common Ground is a community-owned natural foods grocery store that supports local producers. Common Ground is celebrating the announcement of their second location coming to downtown Champaign in 2016. Information on becoming an owner and about the new Champaign location is at commonground.coop.
My fellow Americans, it is I, George W. Bush. As you know, I've been lying low lately, just a man alone with his thought. But I want to encourage all Americans to listen to the Capitol Steps. You might even hear me suggest the GOP's best hope for the White House.
He is ready. He's my brother.
So kick back and listen to the Capitol Steps, 4th of July edition of Politics Takes a Holiday on this public radio station.
Friday morning at 10 and again at 8 p.m. on AM 580.
Do you ever look at someone and wonder what is going on inside their head?
On the next Fresh Air, Pete Docter, director of the new animated Disney Pixar film Inside Out, about what goes on inside the mind of a child. Also, singer Pokey LaFarge performs some songs for us. His music is inspired by music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Join us.
Well, lights are on. It's time to go.
Weekday mornings at 11 and again at 7 p.m. on AM 580.
Ross Bell tonight.
It's 8:51. Good morning. I'm Brian Moline. As Morning Edition continues on AM 580, Tiffany Jolly is our producer. Up next, classical pianist Simone Dennerstein talks about her trip to Cuba and making music out of difficulty. That's just ahead on Morning Edition. Current conditions at Willard Airport, 66 degrees, fair skies, winds out of the northeast at 7 miles per hour, relative humidity at 78%, the dew point a comfortable 59 degrees. It's Morning Edition on AM 580 WILL.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
I'm David Green, and this is Mozart in Central Park. Played this week by one of the world's most respected concert pianists, Simone Dennerstein, who has been busy. A few days before Central Park, she was in Havana playing the same concerto with Cuba's National Youth Orchestra.
I was very surprised. You know, you go to Cuba and it feels like going to this secret world that existed all this time, but we didn't really know what was going on. And certainly in terms of classical music, you don't really associate classical music with Cuba. It turns out that they're really being beautifully trained there, and it was a real joy to play Mozart with them. The people in the orchestra were ages, I think, 15 to 25, and they just played so beautifully. They were really listening and really respectful, and they played with a lot of joie de vivre, and they're playing on really poor quality instruments. They can't afford to buy strings regularly for the string instruments, so they tune their instruments very low so that the strings won't break.
Oh my.
Which is really bizarre. I mean, we're used to the A being a certain pitch here, that being A440, and there it's A336 to preserve the strings.
And this is, I don't know much about this, but if you're higher, I mean, you're using tighter strings and there's a better chance of breaking?
Right. And also, some of the violinists there were using telephone wires as their E strings.
What?
Because they couldn't afford E strings.
That's amazing.
It's really incredible.
That makes you appreciate the sound that they were creating even more.
I know. It's really amazing. And I wish I could just, like, buy them a whole lot of strings and send them over there.
Simone Dennerstein also works with young people in her hometown, New York City. When she stopped by our studios there, she spoke about the composer she's best known for performing, Johann Sebastian Bach. She started a program that she likes to call Bach Packing. She takes digital pianos into public schools and she trains students to listen.
I mean, especially how to listen for multiple voices at the same time, which is something that really hardly exists in popular music.
What does that mean in classical music?
Well, in a very basic way, if I was to play a Bach two-part invention, my right hand is what I would call one voice. It has one sort of song, one line, one melody that is playing. And then the left hand has another voice that is being played. And there's this interaction and a kind of dialogue between those two hands, or those two voices, as we call them. I'll have two children come up to the piano sitting next to each other, and I'll give them just a few notes to work with, and I'll have one of them play a pattern, just make up a pattern, and then the other child has to imitate that pattern.
Often Simona Dinnerstein will invite her Bach-packing students to her performances, but recently she's had trouble maintaining her packed schedule, and she shared the reason with us.
Well, actually, the past, I would say, 4 years, my husband and I really wanted to have another child, and that's quite complicated to do because I'm away about half of each month. So, unfortunately, we went through lots of difficulties trying to make this happen, and I wound up having 4 miscarriages over the past, you know, over the course of 3 years. And last year, I was supposed to go to Havana, and I had a miscarriage right before I was going to go, and I couldn't go. It's a very, very draining process to go through. It was really very hard to be traveling and playing concerts and dealing with these losses that I had. And I had quite a few concerts I had to cancel that were big concerts. I mean, my Paris debut and my Milan debut. And those concerts were never rescheduled. It's made me feel very unwomanly. I mean, I have a son, but not being able to have another child made me feel really awful about myself. And it's very hard to get on the stage when you feel like that.
I am so sorry. This sounds like a really tough 4 years you've been through.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it has been really, really tough. And while I was experiencing all these different pregnancies and this whole process, a very dear friend of mine, the composer Philip Lasser, was writing a piano concerto for me. And oddly, it took him the same amount of time to write the concerto as it took for me to go through all of these different miscarriages. He was creating this piece of music for me, and I was trying to create a child.
This is, the name of it is The Circle and the Child.
The
right?
Circle and the Child, which is not about my miscarriages at all, but is about this cycle of life and innocence and experience and that circularity that happens. And I've always thought of my CDs almost as my musical children. You know, you create them very lovingly and carefully and then send them out into the world, and they're a small part of you that go out there and they affect people, you know, you don't know how. So this CD, which has this concerto on it, as well as 2 other concertos that represent something from this time period, and I think there was something cathartic for me about being able to record them and, you know, bring them to life.
Well, Simona Dinnerstein, it has been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and I wish you the best of luck with this CD and for happier times coming soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That was Simona Dinnerstein. Her latest album is called Broadway Lafayette. We want to thank member station Classical WQXR in New York for that recording we heard earlier from Central Park. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Support for WILL comes from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with a wide variety of foods from around the world, including cheeses, olives, spices, hot sauces, olive oils, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio.
Good morning, I'm Brian Moline, ahead on Morning Edition. Tomorrow, Americans celebrate our country's 239th birthday.
When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary...
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
To kick off the 4th of July weekend, NPR presents the annual reading of the Declaration of Independence. That's coming up at 9:08 on WILL. In weather today, mostly cloudy skies, some scattered sprinkles, and a high of 77 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana. It's 66 degrees at 9 o'clock.
Good morning. African Americans are punished for illegal marijuana use more often. Now some are holding back from the legal pot business. More in Morning Edition from NPR News. Ahead, the latest legal challenge to Obamacare highlights a paradox. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm David Green. We'll look at why states that created their own health care exchanges, as the law suggested, are having a tougher time. Speaking of health, Indianapolis was recently ranked as the least fit big city in the country. Now city leaders are trying to get Indy back on its feet. 239 years ago tomorrow, the 13 American colonies declared their independence from the King of England. And on this Friday, July 3rd, we bring you a Morning Edition annual tradition. Some familiar voices will recite the Declaration. The news is coming up next.